CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Almost a year after the deadliest mass shooting in Maine's history, survivors and victims' families plan to sue the Army and Defense Department. Matt Piper reports.
Attorneys for the families say the Army failed to stop the tragedy on October 25th of last year. 18 people were killed by Army reservist Robert Card. Benjamin Gideon is one of the attorneys of the survivors and victims' families.
We have filed on behalf of each of our individual 100 clients a detailed statement presenting that claim.
The notices of claim say the Army was aware of the reservist's mental health decline that left him paranoid, delusional, and expressing homicidal ideations, producing a hit list of those he wanted to attack. Matt Piper, CBS News.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump appeared at an economic meeting in Chicago where he said companies with plans to build factories overseas will change their minds when faced with the threat of high tariffs.
We're going to bring the companies back. We're going to lower taxes still further for companies that are going to make their product in the USA. We're going to protect those companies with strong tariffs.
Kamala Harris is questioning Trump's mental state after a town hall last night turned into an impromptu dance session that after two audience members required medical attention.
Put on Pavarotti singing Ave Maria. Nice and loud. Turn it up louder. We want a little action here.
Harris's running mate, Tim Walz.
He spent 30 minutes standing on stage listening to music in front of this. So I'm going to be the first to say this. It is pretty funny stuff if he didn't want to be president of the United States.
The secretaries of state and defense have written a letter to their Israeli counterparts warning the U.S. could review arms shipments if steps aren't taken to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
This particular letter that we're talking about now follows a relatively recent decrease in humanitarian assistance reaching the people of Gaza.
After a Pentagon review of veterans who were discharged during Don't Ask, Don't Tell, many will now receive their benefits. CBS's Jim Axelrod.
They don't have to go through any process of applying for a discharge upgrade. It's just being done. So this is a critically important point. A lot of veterans we talked to said that the process was so onerous, so confusing, it felt like it was stacked against them. And now you're going to see this sort of automatic change. All they have to do is request new paperwork.
Honorable discharges have now been given to more than 800 veterans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two men have been arrested for their alleged involvement in a July 5th shooting in Mount Pleasant. Three people were injured in that shooting. Deshaun Williams faces multiple charges, including first-degree reckless injury, while Perry and Townsend's charges include possession of a firearm by a felon. A freeze warning takes effect overnight and runs through the morning. Temperatures are expected to drop to as low as 28 degrees. With the warning, there's a risk of damage to crops, sensitive plants, and unprotected outdoor plumbing. The funeral for Maxwell Bayer, a Racine County firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident last week, will be held Friday at Memorial Hall. The 31-year-old served as a captain in the Raymond Fire and Rescue Department for 14 years and had recently joined the Racine Fire Department. A fund has been set up to support Bayer's unborn child. Racine County saw a 3% increase in September home sales. Kenosha County saw a 12% drop. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors warns of long-term danger if new housing construction doesn't increase. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win over the Chicago Bulls. Giannis led with 23 points in 24 minutes. Forward Torin Prince joined the team in free agency and was asked if he thinks the Bucks are ready for the regular season to begin.
I feel like we're ready. An 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs. So having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
NFL Packers players seem to embrace and welcome back Romeo Doubs after his one-game suspension during Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's just like anything in life. If you have an issue or something goes on within your family, it's not like you just disown your family. You know, you're going to find a way to work through it. And I'm proud of our guys and everybody collectively, Rome, everybody just kind of finding a way to work through it. And I think that's behind us now.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Sunny this afternoon and breezy. Winds whipping out of the north up to 30 miles per hour. This keeps our highs near 50. And as the high pressure moves in tonight, skies clear, winds calm, temperatures crash cold. Flirting with the freezing mark, a freeze warning goes into effect overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Timeless hits WRJN. In Germany, a hunter freed a trapped deer stuck in an empty swimming pool. Wait a minute. A hunter freed a trapped deer stuck in an empty swimming pool? See, I want to know what he did next. Give him a 5-minute head start.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you? Yeah.
Memorial Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the healthy dinner out of my heart. Run the healthy, run the healthy, run the healthy.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and whenever we want to talk about space, we talk with Teddy Vollman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right, so I think it was last week we were talking about Europa Clipper. Just briefly remind us what that was and the latest news on it.
So Europa Clipper is a mission that NASA is sending out to Jupiter, and it will be spending its time researching the moon of Jupiter called Europa, which has more water on it than planet Earth in one big under the surface ocean.
So last week when we talked, you were saying that the launch was delayed because of Hurricane Milton. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is that's gone up now.
Yes, it launched on a Falcon Heavy rocket, currently the largest rocket in regular usage. Basically, several Falcon 9s, the common SpaceX rocket, all strapped together. Mm. And it also completely used up all of the boosters on it as well, which is unusual for SpaceX because usually they like to recover those. But to get it out to Jupiter, they completely burned through everything that they had, and it is on its way.
And in a few years, it'll reach that moon of Jupiter and maybe we'll discover aliens.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Okay. But that's not the only space news you have for us, because now you texted me something about chopsticks and I didn't understand it. So you better explain.
Yeah. So I just mentioned that Falcon Heavy is the largest, like currently in use way of getting stuff into space. But there is an even bigger one that SpaceX is developing as well. And that is called Starship, not to be confused with Starliner, the right. thing that Boeing traps some astronauts in space on.
Right.
But Starship is the largest rocket that has ever been launched. And this is their rocket that they're hoping to eventually bring people to Mars on. And that sort of thing.
Okay.
And so they've been doing a number of test launches following SpaceX's philosophy of launch, blow something up, figure out what went wrong, and then keep iterating on that. And Starship, this most recent launch that happened, they launched it up, the first part of it detached, like a lot of rockets do, and it fell back to Earth, and they caught it at the tower it launched from, which basically opened up and caught it like a pair of chopsticks as it was falling out of the sky.
Are you kidding me?
No, that is how they did it. It's an incredible thing to watch because it looks like the rocket's coming in for a parallel park. Like it looks like it's going to miss it. And then it slides sideways and it grabs onto it.
Wow. Okay. Now I got to go find the video of this.
Yeah, I would strongly recommend doing that. It's an absolute amazing video.
So Is this like a stage of the rocket that normally in the past would have been discarded?
Yes.
And now they want to reuse it?
Yes.
So they're capturing it with chopsticks.
Yeah, basically. And the goal, because the way that SpaceX currently catches their rockets is they'll land somewhere else. But the goal is by just having it go back to where it launched from and be back at the tower immediately, they'll be able to do quick turnarounds on these.
Okay. Amazing. All right. I'm going to go find the video.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. That's Teddy Vollman. He keeps us up to date with all things space. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We are WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's been so gloomy the last couple of days. Looks like that's coming to an end, but we need to worry about a freeze warning tonight. Partly cloudy with a low of 35. Tomorrow, sunshine and 56.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.
Electrically, they keep a baseball score. ozone. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
We are your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We like to get you the local news on air, but if you can't always catch it on air, you can get it online, too. Just search for WRJN News Online. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are hitting battleground Wisconsin in the run-up to Election Day. Lisa Hale was with Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz in Green Bay yesterday.
Walz appealing to union labor and people who care about reproductive rights.
I'm going to make a message to the guys here. If you got any women you love in your life, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, and friends, let's not forget, their lives are literally at stake in this election. Let's be very clear.
Kamala Harris is scheduled to return to Wisconsin Thursday. I'm Lisa Hale.
Spending is trending up in the race for U.S. Senate. Democrats have outspent Republicans so far, $93 million to $69 million, but Republicans are outspending Democrats between now and Election Day, $21 million to $15 million. Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two men have been arrested for their alleged involvement in a July 5th shooting in Mount Pleasant. Three people were injured in that shooting. Deshaun Williams faces multiple charges, including first-degree reckless injury, while Perry and Townsend's charges include possession of a firearm by a felon. The recent arrests happened after cooperation between the U.S. Marshals, the FBI, and Mount Pleasant Police. Some Racine and Kenosha County healthcare workers got some help from their employer. 40 Aurora healthcare employees shared a total of over $110,000 in scholarships. The company's initiative supports education in various fields. Racine Mayor Corey Mason addressed the ongoing city council impasse yesterday. You can listen to his full interview with Don Rosen at WRJN.com. Mayor Mason defended the current agenda-setting process that has sparked controversy. Six alders have been boycotting meetings in protest of a 2019 ordinance change that gave the mayor more control over the council's agenda. Mason expressed concern that the dispute has delayed important city business. There is a council meeting tonight where things could get back on track. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some lingering clouds with a stray shower or two this evening. Otherwise, a partly cloudy sky tonight. Freeze warning issued for areas of frost. Lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow. A high in the mid-50s. And sunny and low 60s Thursday. Right now, it's 48.
WRJN. How sweet. Sweet love and devotion.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You've had enough for me all of my days. The love's so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
James Taylor and How Sweet It Is on WRJN, a song that went to number five for him back in 1975. Of course, it was a top 10 hit for Marvin Gaye as well, but when it was recorded by Junior Walker and the All-Stars, their version only went to number 15.
Once on
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is a chef's hat has 100 pleats. Yeah, apparently it's meant to represent the 100 different ways you can cook an egg. Now, I'm not much of a chef. I think I only have one way to cook an egg. Do you want your eggs scrambled or
scrambled.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Try.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.